The elected officials and other education advocates traveled to Harrisburg to call on state officials to supply more money for public education. Mayor Sherelle Parker called on the state to help with capital dollars to fund school repairs and reconstruction initiatives.
So I say this to our Republican leaders in both the Senate and the House. We're counting on your support as well. We cannot build a stronger future by building people against each other.
The deadline for state officials to settle on a budget is the end of the month. Researchers have discovered that house mice in the Philly region have become resistant to some poisons. WHYY's Alan Tu reports scientists at Rutgers University say the percentage could be as high as 70%.
Genetic mutations in mice are nothing new. House mice in the 1950s became less resistant to the poisons of the day, and the pest control industry just adopted deadlier mixtures to get them under control. In the new Rutgers study, published in Pest Management Science, the authors say that mice are starting to resist the current class of anticoagulant poisons that are used to cause internal bleeding in mice. The leading theory is that mice as a whole are mutating to survive, and the pest control industry is going to have to find a new solution. I'm Alan Tu, WHYY News.
Right now, cloudy and 87 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. The unsettled weather causing some issues for the World Cup here in Philly today. It delayed the opening of Philadelphia Stadium for today's France-Iraq match, and it has shut down the FIFA Fan Fest in Lemon Hill for the day. That is because whilst things are tame for the moment, we are expecting some storms, some lightning, thunder, rain, the whole nine yards to come barreling through later on this afternoon and into and through the evening. We could see some storms coming in to play around 8 o'clock or so. The chance for powerful storms lasting into the overnight hours.